then the bundles are piled up into a...
Well, we always stacked out in the barn. Mm-hmm. Now that comes off of corn. Mm-hmm. And we got to see this morning, and we'd pull fodder until maybe 12 o'clock, on to weather conditions. Mm-hmm. We thought it was going to rain that away. We still, because we must get the fodder wet. Mm-hmm. After it starts curing, it's no good. Mm-hmm. And then, right after 12 o'clock, we go back in there and we tie that fodder. Mm-hmm. Now, it was hung up by hand between the air corn and the stock. Mm-hmm. And when we go back in there and we begin to tie it up, and we had the heap roll to be sure of them. Well, mm-hmm. there's somebody come behind with a rope, and they'd fill that rope full of fodder and throw it across the shoulder and right out to the end with it. Mm-hmm. And there it was loaded on a wagon and brought in. Well, we put it in the barn and let it stay, and then it went through a heat. Mm-hmm. And then we take it and throw it out and let it air. I just throw it out and then right back in the barn and roll a nest there. Mm-hmm. And then it was cured. My father, we used to raise together a bundle of fodder for each horse 365 days in the year. We had 4 or 5 head of horses. Yes.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
How that?
Oats. What do you have to do with oats?
Well, we always, now they have a thrashing machine that does. Mm-hmm. That beat the heads of the grain off the oats. Mm-hmm. And then what we didn't use ourselves, well, we sell it to some of our neighbors that didn't have none. Mm-hmm. To plant straw again another year. Mm-hmm. We made all of our seed and everything.
Uh-huh. Say if there was something that we had to do today, just two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or you could say...
Well... You answered the question right there. We'll have to do it.
Uh-huh. Well, if you didn't use the word we, would you say you and I'll have to do it?
Yeah, you and I.
Me and you, or...
Uh-huh.
How would you probably say that?
Well, people say it different way. You and I, me and you. Mm-hmm. That's like, but then it's all leads to two people to do it. Mm-hmm. And we do it.
Mm-hmm. What if there was some man in yourself?
Huh?
If there was some other man in yourself that were going to do something, you'd say?
We are going to do it. What I call it by name, whatever name is, Smith or Jones or whatever name, mm-hmm. Jones myself's going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say he and I or him and me are going to do
it? No, we always call the other man's name.
Uh-huh. And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He needs...
Two or three men.
Uh-huh. Or meaning he needs us together, you say he needs.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I'll say two or three men and myself are going to do it.
Mm-hmm. You say he needs both of us or all two of us?
Or? All three of us. Or two or three, whatever it takes.
And if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there, and you know they recognize your voice, you'd say,
it's Harry.
Or they say, is that you, Harry? And
yeah.
You say, yeah, that's, this is.
This is Harry.
Uh-huh. Or if you didn't call your name, you'd say, it's.
Yeah, tell them I'm at home, come on in.
Would you say?
I always, see, I got the light on the left there on the outside.
Uh-huh.
But I don't care at night whenever a person comes in there. I hate to do it, but I turn that light on him on the outside so that I can see what he's up to
uh-huh.
before I let him in.